Farmers fixing their own farm equipment. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Farmer Andrew Mickelson of Roberts, Idaho, has been frustrated by little things that can go wrong on his farm equipment.
It shows us all these different codes we might have and whether it's still active right now and how many times it's happened. But a lot of times when we click into these codes, it says tracks control communication fault. It tells us nothing about what sensor might be wrong, whether it's something that just restart the tractor. It just says there's some problem somewhere. We have to go spend that $100, $200, $300 to get the dealer to come out and to tell us, oh, this little $40 piece right here is what's wrong.
At least partial help may be on the way. Ag belting manufacturer WCCO Belting continues to get the same questions from farmers calling to ask about issues with their belting. Belting, as you likely know, can make or break a season due to unexpected downtime from a belt that needs replacing. Well, the company has authored an article that addresses the questions they continue to get from farmers who are in need of support for their machines, including topics like how to identify what needs to be replaced, finding the right supplier, and determining the make and model of the machine. The goal of the article is to give farmers more information about their equipment during a time when local shops are closing and it's harder to reach live support people on the phone. The article is educational in tone and vendor neutral. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.